Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 136. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on?
Good night.
Good night. Oh, are you telling me good night or are you telling me
good night?
What you're doing?
See ya.
Going to bed.
Yeah, yeah. See ya, wouldn't want to be ya. How about that one? Oh, I'm bringing that back. You guys doing all right?
Doing good.
Good.
Excellent.
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 That's right.
You gotta rub your hands on these.
I know, that's exactly. Right.
Excellent. We are doing good. Yeah, I just had a nice little discussion on a creepy location.
That's right.
So. Let's get right to it, shall we? Before we do, we have a COSO.
We do. Creeped out shout out, baby.
Haven't had one in a while, have we?
We are going to shout out to the girls that are starting a new podcast. Unfreaking believable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our girls, Betsy, Jay.
That's the name.
What's that? That is the name of the podcast.
Yeah. We're not saying that is unfreaking believable to these girls.
But it's called Unfreaking Believable.
That's right.
You stop in my tracks already. So Betsy, JB, and Jenny. Yeah.
You don't want to add their last names?
Betsy Kolakowski, JB Kane, and Jenny Schneedecker. Schneedecker.
LaBranch.
LaBranch.
Yeah.
I knew that.
That's right.
Schneedecker. Wow, that's Schneedecker is a whole other thing.
I listened to the first episode. Joke. They did a good job.
Yes.
I think it's going to go really well for them.
I love it.
They're going to have a lot of good guests on there. They've got some already lined up. And No, that's right. I'm not supposed to say it.
That's right. It's all...
That's right. I remember.
Big surprises coming.
I did tell my wife, but...
Did you?
She thought it was pretty impressive. She likes the books, yeah. So that is great, though.
She's impressed that King Charles is going to be...
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd.
They'll probably get Dan Aykroyd before we do.
That's very possible. This is how we're going to get Dan Aykroyd, by the way.
COSO to the girls.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Anything we can do to help you ladies. And also, our good buddy here, Sean, he was a guest. So he's going to be on there.
That's right.
Yeah. Look at him. That's peacocking over there.
It's coming.
Yeah. I wonder when it is. I'm not going to listen to it. But anyway, no.
Yeah.
Find them. They're on Instagram and Facebook as well. So go follow them on their social media and listen to their podcast. And when you do, give them a 5-star rating and a nice review. And what do I always say? Tell them the Mako Boys sent you.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, we love you girls.
Yep.
They know we do.
Yep. Hope you do great, and I know you will. So let's get right to the topic. Sean, what are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about the Molly Brown House Museum.
Nice.
Where people come to see him. No, that's the Adam Sandler, sir. The Molly Brown. I got a little snicker out of you.
It's a. Yeah, go ahead.
You're like, no, I'm not going to do it. Not touch it with a 10-foot pole. The Molly Brown House Museum is perhaps one of the most fascinating and unique homes in the United States. Created by the silver boom of Colorado in the 1880s, only to become a leasing home by a survivor of one of the most devastating maritime disasters in modern history, this enchanting manor has seen countless people come and go. So none other than the unsinkable Molly Brown.
She was a tough lady.
Yes. She's got quite the history.
Yes,
we
she
could
does.
Do... A lot on her.
Right.
But it's not all creepy.
Yeah, it really wouldn't really fit.
No. No, but she's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, she was no nonsense, man. She was tough. They're on their website. I'm imagining this is a quote from her because it's not. She says, "I am a daughter of adventure." I thought that was kind of cool. And boy, she was.
She lived quite the adventurous life, too. And she, Kathy Bates played her in the Titanic movie. So.
Yeah, she did great. Yeah. I'm looking at this picture. She's holding looks like a silver, looks like the like a shortened version of the Stanley Cup, but with the I don't know if that's the captain. I know that's not the captain of the Titanic. But anyway, she was always dressed to the nine. Like she was,
very put together.
Put together, and but yet she had a mentality. She wasn't better than anybody. She had that. She had that tough mentality. She wasn't just a prim and proper and too good for anybody. She was a good person and help people, and like I said, no nonsense, and I like that. So who wants to start out with some stories about Miss Molly Brown's house?
Well, it was built in the 1880s, and it included modern comforts like an indoor plumbing, heat, electricity, and a telephone.
A telefono?
That's big time.
That's big time.
Think about that. Heck yeah. Gosh, even in the 40s and 50s, not everybody had telephones or indoor plumbing. You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. When did you say it was? 18 what?
The 1880s.
1880s. That's right.
The silver boom.
Yeah.
It was once the governor's manor as well, and it was set to be demolished in 1970, but they purchased it to restore it. So thank God they did, right?
Yeah.
There's all kind of paraphernalia around it, too. Obviously, it's a museum. But, you know, of stuff with the Titanic and things for, you know, memorabilia throughout her life and you know, her clothes and what she wore and what she looked like and her art and all the different artifacts she collected. And so, yeah, she was a intriguing. There's even a bearskin rug, a polar bear,
you know, I'm looking right at it.
Harpsichord or whatever, you know, and all kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Harpsichord, you say?
I think it's it looks like a piano. Well, maybe it's just a piano, but it looked like a harpsichord. I don't know. Well, maybe say harpsichord.
What is a harpsichord?
Well,
harpsichord. I mean, I know what it is. I'm just saying, what made you say it? I know. I'm looking at the same picture.
Yeah, right? I know.
Harpsichord. You know he's been waiting to say that for 30 years.
Between a piano and harpsichord is?
Nate has told me this, so I'm going to let him say it.
Other than the name, I do not.
A piano has hammers.
Okay, yeah.
That hit the strings.
Right.
A harpsichord plucks the strings.
Pulse. Yep. Okay. Bing, bong, bing, bong, bong. That's what I would say.
So gotcha. I'm pretty sure this is a piano.
Yeah.
Harpsichord. Harpsichord just sounded older, but
you sound like an old man. Back when I played the harpsichord,
I shit on the Davenport, and I
was ready to say, I take a break on my Davenport. Oh, that's funny.
I was telling the kids that's what my grandmother used to call the couch, and they're like, what's a Davenport?
I know. So,
patio.
So when I was, when my mom and dad were working, and before my mom became a stay at home mom, Joanne Pierce, she was kind of like a second mom and a grandma and, you know, friends of the family. So she went after, I think I was two, and then I would spend the night like with their family. Like that was basically my second family. And, you know, her kids were kind of like my brothers and sisters, and they were all older. But anyway, when I spend the night, that's what they'd say, you know. Yep, getting ready for the Davenport. I just thought that I love that Davenport. Like that takes me, back.
It takes you back
45 years. Yeah. So, anyway, I got here. It says, although the Brown family spent most of their lives traveling the world, their spirit and essence can still be seen and felt throughout the museum. It says many visitors have smelt the wafting aroma of a tobacco pipe throughout the home. I would love that. Love pipes. Despite a non-smoking policy on the property, many have attested to this being the spirit of J.J. Brown, Molly's husband.
That old mine! That's a whole other J.J.
That was good. Molly's husband roaming the house says in life he was quite fond of smoking it, and it seems that habit has not changed in death. So I love the pipe. I don't like cigar smell, but I like pipe.
This says employees of the museum note that many of the light bulbs in the house are inexplicably undone. Some refuse to turn on properly at all. Every so often, they have to check the light bulbs and make sure they're screwed in. Other times, they'll notice that furniture has been mysteriously rearranged. Old Molly Brown is still a rearranger, probably. Or JJ. Sometimes, they even see an apparition of a woman in Victorian clothing doing the rearranging. See, I told you, Molly Brown. Though no one can tell if the spirit is Ms. Brown herself or someone else. This isn't to say Molly isn't around. Tourists have felt cold spots in the room and have even caught glimpses of her turning a corner. She's not alone either. Her daughter, Catherine Ellen, is believed to haunt her own room, raising and lowering the blinds.
Interesting. By the way, real quick, I did not know that was really not her name. Margaret. I thought it was Molly. It's Margaret Brown. So, anyway, did you say that already?
Oh, okay. I have not said that.
Yeah, I mean, did you know that until?
I don't think I knew that. No.
Yeah, I didn't either.
This is like your wife, Amy, is Amanda, right?
That's right. All right. Yeah, she.
Who would have known? Right?
Yeah, because a lot of women, if their name is Amanda, if they don't go by Amanda, they'll go by Mandy, and Amy did not like that as a nickname, so either she chose or her mom and dad, you know, started calling her Amy. So yeah, to this day, there's people have known her forever. Like, I didn't know your name was Amanda. They thought it was Amy. I'm like, no, my name's Amy too. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not
know that. I go by Todd. That's weird. Nate's name's Sarah. You didn't know that, did you?
I'm getting all these songs stuck in my head now.
Anyway, Margaret is her name. So, yeah. What you got, Nate? You got anything on Miss Margaret Molly Brown?
There are stories of servants' reflections in mirrors near the first floor stairs. So, yeah.
Servants.
Servants.
Yeah. See, I want to be rich enough to have servants. Actually, we make our kids like, hey, can you get me a drink, Elijah? I'm too tired. They're kind of right. Yeah, that'd be cool, though, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
To see some other people that had lived there or lived/worked. Yeah.
So the Browns weren't the first people to have it. Like you said, it was commissioned in 1880s and the silver mining boom, and then there was a crash, and that's when the Browns got it. And as it says, the silver mining was short-lived. When the silver crash happened in 1893, they were forced to sell their home to J.J. and Molly Brown in 1894. They would make several expansions and renovations to the home, even if they weren't in it that much, because they traveled the world, right? Spent a large portion of their time traveling, like you said.
But wait a minute. I'm listening, but say, what was the 1884?
That's when the Browns got it. It was 1884, or 1894.
I was going to say, because
the house. Did I say 84?
Yeah.
The crash happened in 1893, so 1894.
Yeah. Okay, because I was like, wait a minute. Because what you're I'm like, about the to share is not...
The math doesn't add up there.
Because I've got here a set... Oh, I'm sorry. Were you done?
No, just that when they were traveling, when they were away, their home was up for rent for passing by wealthy families. I'm sure it was cost an arm and a leg to rent.
Oh, yeah. Just stating this, I'm not... Some of it is what we've already talked about, but... says the stately home was built in 1889. So when you said 1884, I'm like, wait a minute. So it was built in 1889 for Molly Brown and her husband, who survived the sinking of the RMS Titanic. Her spirit has been wandering through the house, and her presence in some of the rooms, and her presence is usually accompanied by cold spots. Wow. Of course, we talked about pipe and cigar smoke is smelt in some of the rooms in the house from her husband's presence. Says the ghost of a lady in Victorian attire moves the furniture around the dining room and has been seen often by visitors. A ghost known as Joanna has been seen in an upstairs bedroom, and the ghost of a mad butler has been seen standing behind people when they go to look in a mirror on the first floor. So what you were saying, mad butler.
Hmm. Yeah, they said that they usually have like a smug face because they don't like all the different tendons in the house.
Oh, so they're he's ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
So not a mad like, oh my gosh, I'm crazy. Just he's mad.
Yeah, just upset.
He's ticked off. Yeah.
She got her nickname Unsinkable Molly Brown for rowing a lifeboat over 75 hours.
Good grief. Can you imagine that? 75 hours.
Nope. Missed the little period. Seven and a half hours.
Okay, oh, I was going to say, that's a long time.
Smaller than a flea, period.
How many times around that the Atlantic did they grow?
That's very, more than very 3 days. Yeah, I thought they got rescued before.
Still,
that,
seven and a half hours rowing a boat, that's a lot.
Have you tried rowing a boat?
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't, but I know it looks. That's why I haven't rowed one, because it looks awful.
It says, after the disaster, Molly continued her social justice causes to aid the lower and working class well into the First World War and beyond. She even attempted to run for Congress in 1914, though ultimately could not win a seat. In her final years, she devoted her time as an actress on New York's stages until she peacefully passed away in her sleep in 1932. She died exactly as she lived, unsinkable.
So they've been 20. Yeah, so she lived 20 years after the Titanic. That's crazy. Can you imagine that?
The one thing that you see, like I said, you see all kind of knickknacks, trinkets, you know, Sphinx heads and all that.
And paddywhacks. Like, you know, see some knickknack paddywhacks.
Give a dog a bone, right?
No, that doesn't make sense.
So it's a bit of an eccentric house, right? But the one thing you don't see there is any kind of like, except for the grimacing of the servant or whatever, but, you know.
Mad butler.
Mad butler. The mad butler. He's mad. Slashing prices. No, but the so, yeah, that's really rude. That's getting a little ridiculous.
That sounds made up, Sean.
But there's nothing dark that seems to be in this home.
Yeah. Which I'm not surprised because no, I think if Molly Brown was she's not going to tolerate that.
Oh no, she'd kick some serious butt.
She would. Yeah. I'm pretty sure if she was like if her spirit was taken to
downtown.
Some of those places that we talk about that have sinister entities and all that. Mm-hmm. She's cleaning the house, man.
Downtown
like,
Molly Brown.
They're like, "Uh-oh, we've heard about you." Yeah.
And they don't mess around.
She's like, "I'm here to chew gum and kick and I'm all out of gum."
That's good.
Oh, what else you got? Nate, you got anything about Miss Molly? Good golly, Miss Molly.
Little Miss Molly.
I can't help it.
It's a Little Miss Muffet, sorry.
I've got a couple like personal stories, but if you guys have something.
You can take tours.
Oh, yes.
If you want to see for yourself if it's haunted.
Oh, it is. How much is it? Is it?
I do not know. I haven't seen that part.
I think that would be a really cool place to take a tour. Mm-hmm. Oh, and investigate. But I'm just saying, but you know, just a tour to walk through that place, you know? It's very pretty, very nice. I mean,
the Browns only purchased the house for $30,000 back in the day in 1894. I mean, that's probably quite a bit of money then, but
oh gosh. Yeah. You know,
it sounds like much now.
Well, so I mean so the house that I grew up in, about, I don't know, 1,100, 1,200 square feet, three-bedroom, full brick, nice backyard, you know, and one car attached garage. My dad built it had it built in 1958 for $17,000. So if a house like that, which is obviously bigger and more elaborate, but back then for $30,000, yeah, you're talking, I don't know what the rate would be, but I'm thinking a few hundred thousand dollars. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I mean, easily. Or it would have been comparison to that, yeah. You said, Nate, they don't say how much. I wonder what a tour would be.
Yeah, I haven't.
Or what the price would be.
Come across that yet.
Do they allow? And I didn't see any anything about investigations. Like, I didn't see any, like, any document. Like, you know, oh, so-and-so was here or, you know.
No Zach Baggins.
Right. No Zach.
No Jack Osborne. No Jack Osborne.
Right. No, but I didn't see that, and I didn't see if they allow that. So I don't know. I wonder. I guess, you know what, I guess if the money, you know, if somebody's willing to put up the money.
They're willing to take it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I have someone's.
I bet it'd be expensive.
Recently shared experience. Loved the house and hearing all about the good that Molly did. Asked about whether anyone had paranormal experiences there and heard about shadows and the cat meowing.
Oh, boy. Oh, another cat.
So when I left her, I did what I always do in a place like this. I whispered to anything that might be in the house to let me know if they were there by making noise. Touch me, or just let me know. Afterwards, she was walking around the downstairs and standing in the dining room at the table's end. Someone next to me was reading from one of the boxes that held laminate sheets that tell about the house. She put it back and moved on. I moved over near the box and heard a squeak. I just assumed it was a sheet moving in the box. Then I heard it again. It raised my curiosity. So I whispered, "Is someone here? If so, do that squeak 3 times. A few seconds later, I heard squeak, squeak, squeak. I couldn't believe it. I tried to debunk it, but the floor squeaks from... people walking had a completely different noise. I even wiggled the box and it and its contents, but no noise like that. Nothing after that, but I'd like to think something let me or someone... Man.
Well, that's what...
Bad grammar.
Yeah.
Something let or someone I... let me know if they're of their presence. Yeah, I've had to
Yeah.
Clean make that fly, up a bit.
Yeah, fly edits on this.
Yeah. We've all been there on these episodes.
Yeah, it's like what is this?
Yeah. Is this English?
So, and someone else says, no paranormal experience.
None.
Boo.
Boo hoo, right?
Boo on those people or person, whatever.
This is a site that's called Denver Terrors. It says, there's much to do if you decide to head out
Denver
to
Denver Terrors?
Terrors, yeah.
I thought you said terrorism. I was like, what?
No, no. Denver Terrors.
Terrors. Gotcha.
There's much to do if you decide to head out to Denver. There's skiing, hiking, shops, and arts. It is a great area of the United States to visit. And if you are there, check out 1340 Pennsylvania Street. Obviously, where this is at. Perhaps Molly Brown feels she can still do good deeds and help others. Or maybe she just loved her home so much that she hates to leave. Either way, it is worth taking a tour and seeing, hoping that you can experience firsthand some of this paranormal activity, which other people do have, right, experience. And as an added bonus, the entrance fee for the museum, still don't know what that is, and tour goes toward the upkeep of the house. Surely Molly Brown would approve of that.
Mm.
Margaret.
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 Maggie.
Marguerite.
That's another nickname for
Mags.
Margaret. Mags. Maggie. Mags. That's why we call her
Magalicious.
I don't call Maggie Mags. I call her Maggie May.
She would approve of none of this.
That's right. I say we go.
Yes.
I say put on the list.
Absolutely.
And I did hear that Colorado is a beautiful state to go to.
Mm-hmm. Been there a few times.
Yeah, that's right. My boss Tori at my main job or my day job. They like Colorado. I think they've been out there a couple times in Denver. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, he recommends it. So why not go to, the Molly Brown house while you're out there?
Heck yeah.
Yeah. My brother, when he was in the Air Force, he's my second oldest brother. He was stationed in Denver and he said it was unbelievable. It was beautiful, but he was saying that, one day they had gotten, I don't know. He said it was like 5-6 inches of snow in the morning got like dumped on.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the late afternoon, it had gotten up to 75 degrees. Mm-hmm. And it was all melted in the, like, he was like,
yeah, that happens to my aunt all the time.
Really?
Out there.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, that is, yeah. I mean, cause we were talking about Indiana weather, like, oh, you know, that'll stick around. It'll, you know, find out it'll change whatever. But he was like, literally got dumped on in the morning and then mm-hmm. it's like 75 and sunny. And
my dad finished out his time after Vietnam, you know, 2 years, whatever, to there in Colorado at a fort, and my mom went out there and stayed with them. You know, they loved it. They said, you know, if they didn't have family back in Indiana, they would have just like stayed out there.
Yeah.
So, but that was their favorite. Besides Indiana, that was their favorite state.
Yeah. No, cool.
It's probably their first favorite state. But
well, we'll put on the list.
Looks like.
Oh, you got something else?
Did I just? I think I just. I was trying to eat my bike because I'm.
Explore the museum on your own audio tour.
Oh yeah,
anywhere from $11 to $17.
Oh, there you go. I was gonna say, did you? That's what I started. 45 to 60
minutes.
Did you find a price?
And guided tours, 16 to 22. It's an hour long.
Nice.
That's cool.
I haven't seen anything as far as like a paranormal.
Oh, what they charge?
And so since it's a museum, it's just like hourly.
Yeah, they're
not gonna little tours.
I mean, they will let other museums will let investigations go on, but not everybody does, so I get it. Well, I'd like to check it out maybe someday. Mm-hmm. One of the 700 places.
It's a really cool-looking house.
I know.
It is. Yeah. Like I said, eccentric.
Yeah, I like the porch, the railing, and the stonework is beautiful, and the colors. Yeah. Yeah, it says that the picture I'm looking at, it said exterior of the 1889 home owned by Margaret Brown, 2019. So that's a pretty recent picture. Oh, and then it says in this next one, this is the Wikipedia picture. It says front of the house before restoration and painting completed in 2018.
It doesn't have the same ring to it, the unsinkable Margaret Brown.
No. Maggie Brown would work.
Maggie Brown, yeah.
Margaret. Margaret's definitely. Too, you know, formal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Molly. Margaret Molly. Anything else, guys, before we wrap this up?
Nope. I'll make more sound effects if I keep going.
No.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Well, Nate, why don't you take us out of here then?
Can't sink this ship, and that's a wrap.
That's right. Don't even try.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll bully you. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Thank you, Nate, for that. That was an excellent That's a Wrap. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini number 136 and our discussion on the very beautiful and very haunted Molly Brown House Museum, owned by the heroine of the Titanic, Molly Brown. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Later.